It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV, 5 things you need to know for Thursday, March 7th, 2024. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, just when you thought the Biden administration couldn't get any worse. It is now admitted, thanks to a Freedom of Information Act request, that it has been transporting migrants on secret flights into the U.S. Not migrants who have permission to be here, but illegal migrants seeking asylum. Why did they do it? Apparently to reduce the number of migrants encountered by Customs and Border Protection trying to illegally cross the southern border. And lawyers for the immigration agencies claim that revealing the locations of these secret flights could create a national security vulnerability. Customs and Border Protection has refused to disclose information about a program last year that was secretly arranging flights for thousands of undocumented migrants. And by thousands, we mean about 320,000 who were being flown directly from foreign airports into U.S. cities. So this means that while record numbers of migrants were flowing across the southern border last year, the Biden administration was secretly flying hundreds of thousands of others to 43 different locations here in the United States. 320,000 to 43 different cities, none of them with a legal right to be here in the country. This program was part of Biden's expansion of the CBP-1 app, CBP-1, Customs and Border Protection, which kicked off at the start of last year. They expanded the use of the app, which allowed these migrants to request asylum in a foreign country, and then apparently just board a plane and fly here into the United States with no visa required. What a deal. Now look, you could argue that the border crisis, the undocumented migrants, the illegal immigrants, or illegal aliens, as we called them back in the old days, is just a dereliction of duty. But what Biden is doing under this program, this has to be a violation of federal law. Topic number 4, Victoria Nuland. Ukraine is on the verge of defeat. I mean, being quite frank, in the war with Russia. From NATO's perspective, things are going badly. Biden's $60-plus billion proposed additional military funding for Kyiv is stalled in the House of Representatives. And things are just not looking good for President Biden as far as his re-election chances. As I said yesterday, I don't think he makes it to November on the ballot. And while this is going on, his Undersecretary of State, Victoria Nuland, Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs, Victoria Nuland is stepping down. The State Department announced her retirement on Tuesday morning. Her boss, Antony Blinken, Secretary of State, said something a bit ironic, quote, "But Victoria's leadership on Ukraine that diplomats, it's Victoria's leadership on Ukraine that diplomats and students of foreign policy will study for years to come," end quote. It's her leadership on Ukraine that students of foreign policy will study for years to come. Yeah, for things not to do. You might remember Victoria Nuland from back in 2014 as Victoria F. the EU Nuland. A call intercepted by Russian intelligence that was made public, where she was basically telling others, we don't care what the EU says, we're going to install our guy as the new president of Ukraine. She was also instrumental in the Maidan Revolution of 10 years ago that basically laid the groundwork for the disastrous war in Ukraine that is taking place now. Tens of billions of dollars, hundreds of thousands of lives wasted. That's Victoria Nuland's legacy. It's very interesting, however, that this was termed a retirement. Victoria Nuland is only 62. I am 62. I have no plans to retire anytime soon. So the fact that this was termed a retirement might suggest that her decision was not really hers. Topic number 3, cardiac mystery. Doctors beginning to wonder, why are so many people suddenly having cardiac problems? According to a consultant cardiologist at St. Bartholomew's Hospital and the Portland Hospital, both in London, between 10 and 20% of heart attack patients now under the age of 40. In the U.S., data shows that around 1 in 5 heart attack patients under 40, and the U.K. is now catching up. 20% of heart attacks now in people under the age of 40. This is not normal. This cardiologist, Martin Lowe, said, quote, when I was a junior doctor, it was extremely rare to see young people. Most heart attack patients were smokers in their 50s and 60s, end quote. Agreeing with him, Dr. Joe Mills, a consultant cardiologist at Liverpool Heart and Chest Hospital, adds, quote, we have really noticed the trend for younger people from mid-20s upwards having heart attacks in the past 5 years in particular. Now, as a cardiologist, you wouldn't even raise your eyebrows when seeing someone in their late 30s. It's becoming fairly typical, which is frightening, end quote. So what is causing this rise in heart attacks in younger people? According to the Daily Mail, where this story was found, a number of factors are to blame, including poor diet, obesity, sedentary lifestyle. Yeah, but that's been a trend among younger people here in the West for a while now. Why just suddenly in the last 5 years? What's different about the last 5 years? If you know, you know. Topic number two, the United Methodists. United Methodist Church going to have its smallest budget in 40 years, thanks to, well, shrinkage, but it may also be the fact that it is abandoning the Bible as its guidebook. After 4 years of churches here in the U.S. heading for the exits, United Methodists are rethinking ministry expenses. This includes the general church, the denomination's financial leaders, who met on February 19th and 20th, shrinking further what was already going to be the smallest proposed budget in decades. Their three-year budget, about $347 million. Smallest budget they've had since 1984. Not a surprise, since about 25% of the UMC churches here in the U.S. have left the denomination in the last few years. The last time the General Conference met back in 2016, the approved budget was about $600 million. This year's budget, a 43% decrease, but again, nearly a quarter of the churches and about half the money is gone. About 7,700 churches have left the United Methodist Church. Another 2,000 have essentially just died, had to fold, went bankrupt. They've gone under in the last 5 years. The United Methodist Church in a sad state. And I don't say this with any joy. We know some very good United Methodist Church preachers. In fact, my mother's in a nursing home owned and operated by the UMC. So again, I'm not saying this with any joy, just pointing out that if you are a church or a church denomination and you abandon scriptural principles, this may be the result. Coming up, we already knew this, but there's more evidence that California is, or at least its government is, insane. That's ahead on 5 and 10.
Well, let me take this occasion right now. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to make sure you know how you can get your copy of this incredible new book in the Blood Alliance special offer. This amazing opportunity includes the brand new book, Blood Alliance, The Attack on Yeshua's Threshold Covenant and Its Impact on You in the Midst of Our Prophetic Times, by best-selling author, Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, that details the current-day diabolical influence of the biblically identified Chaldean spirit. The false, counterfeit threshold covenants Lucifer is planning to use to deceive millions of Christians in the days ahead. What the Old and New Testament has to say about the temple on the Temple Mount, what the Sabbath really is, and how the threshold covenant brings it to life. But we're just getting started. This must-have collection also includes Zev Porat's all-time best-selling book, Unmasking the Chaldean Spirit, which details his stunning supernatural conversion from a deeply orthodox Jewish man to faith in Jesus Christ as Messiah, as he faced literal demonic manifestations, temptations of great wealth to denounce his faith in Yeshua, yet through it all he pressed on with a glowing zeal for the Word of God and the people of Israel. But that's not all. This unbelievable collection also includes best-selling author Carl Gallup's book, The Rabbi, The Secret Message and the Identity of Messiah, which reveals how Israel's most venerated Orthodox rabbi, Yitzhak Kaduri, came face to face with the true Messiah and said that it was Jesus, all while efforts by global media and powerful elites to cover up this broad, sweeping, stunning revelation totally collapsed. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of $60. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So act quickly. You can scan the QR code on your screen using the camera app on your phone for instant access to this special opportunity right now, but it's available only while supplies last, so don't delay. Visit us at skywatchtvstore.com or call 1-844-750-4985 and ask for the Blood Alliance special offer.
Item number one today, California, dreaming. Undocumented immigrants to the Golden State could soon be getting no money down, no interest, no payment required mortgages. A new House bill, Assembly Bill 1840, introduced by Joaquin Arambula, Democrat, who represents Fresno. This would expand the eligibility requirement for a state loan program aimed at first-time homebuyers wanting to expand it to undocumented immigrants, or again, the old-fashioned term, illegal aliens. The California Dream for All Shared Appreciation Loans program that was launched last March by the California Housing Finance Agency offers qualified first-time homebuyers with a loan up to 20% of the purchase price for a home or condo, basically taking care of the down payment. But the loans don't accrue interest or require monthly payments. Instead, when the mortgage is refinanced or the house is sold again, the borrower then pays back the original amount of the loan plus 20% of the loan's increase in the home's value, assuming that the home has increased in value, not a given anymore as people are fleeing the large metros like San Francisco and Los Angeles. I hear that again. This is a no down payment, no interest, no monthly payment loan that they want to extend to people who have no legal right to be in the country in the first place. They think this is going to help. California, your government leaders in Sacramento are insane, or at the very least, economically illiterate. Skywatch TV's virtual conference, Confronting the Darkness, is available right now. You can get instant access if you sign up. And here's the good news. Even though it went live last Thursday, you don't lose any time. You still get 90 days access to all of the presentations and, as a free bonus, 6 feature-length documentaries from Skywatch Films. This, of course, features Tom Horn's last presentation, but also gets you presentations from the likes of Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, Pastor Carl Gallup's Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, Dr. Judd Burton, many others. You can see the list of speakers and sign up right now. Again, instant access for 90 days at DefenderConference.com, DefenderConference.com. One of the big questions for students of End Times Prophecy, is the Third Temple required? Preparations are being made by the likes of the Temple Institute in Jerusalem, but are they really trying to build it, or they are just raising money for political purposes? You might be shocked to hear from Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat and Pastor Carl Gallups in this week's program. It is jaw-dropping. Back in 2019, during our Israel tour, they paid a visit to one of the groups actively soliciting donations from Christians here in the West. What they found out will stun you. Don't miss this program. It's available right now at our website, skywatchtv.com. You can watch it over the air. Our broadcast schedule is posted at skywatchtv.com/channels. You can watch it right now at Roku or Apple TV or YouTube, youtube.com/@skywatchtvnow, rumble.com/skywatchtv, or at our mobile app, which bypasses the gatekeepers of big tech. Download this app to your smartphone or tablet, whether it's iOS, Android, or Amazon Kindle Fire phone or tablet. We've got apps for all of those and links to their app stores at our website. Again, that's skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.